It is a problem, but I don't think it's an excuse to avoid doing the cleanup plans or implement the cleanup plans that we have in Maryland.
Well, the argument is that the cleanup plan ignores this problem, that there should be some dredging at the top of the top of the dam or along the river to prevent all this from coming downstream, because that contributes to bay pollution. What do you say to that?
Well, there's three pollutants that affect the bay. There's nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment. The dam itself historically trapped quite a bit of phosphorus and sediment, but really did nothing for nitrogen. So whether or not the bay is full or empty, we're still going to have a lot of nitrogen pollution to the bay. So again, you know, it being that as one of the main three pollutants, the dam has no effect on that.
Now, in terms of the should this problem even be controlled? Is the silt still a problem? How do you address that?
It is. Actually, there's a study going on right now that Maryland is leading up with the Army Corps of Engineers that is looking at what can we do about the sediments behind the dam. So we think that is an important process that needs to play out, and we do need to do something. But we shouldn't use that as an excuse to do nothing in Maryland. For one reason, we have local water quality problems in Maryland. We have the Choptank River, Chester River, Pocomoke River all have their own water quality problems, and the Susquehanna River isn't impacting those. So if we don't do anything, if we don't implement the plans to clean up the bay, that will also benefit these local waters. They will remain degraded.
One of the arguments I've heard is that the sediment at the top of the dam is not coming from pollution from Maryland. It's coming downstream from Pennsylvania, everything like that. You've studied this. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
It is true. Obviously, Pennsylvania and New York are upstream of the dam, so the sediment behind the dam has come from them. But those states have also developed cleanup plans for the bay, and they're implementing those plans. In fact, Pennsylvania has, in particular, has done a lot of work with their farmers. They've upgraded sewage treatment plants, much as similar to what's going on in Maryland. So they are doing their part of bay cleanup and will continue to do so.
The argument I've heard from many of the officials here and from the debates in Annapolis is that the cleanup plan so far has been too costly, and rural counties have bared the cost of that, including here in Harford County, by the upgrades to the sewage systems, the ban on new septic systems that places a burden on some homeowners. What's your response to all that?
Well, I think there's a cost to dirty water as well, and we've been bearing that cost for a long time. We have watermen that have gone out of business because the bay is degraded. We have recreational fishing guides who can't fish in waters anymore because there are no fish to catch. So we know it's going to cost money to clean up the bay, but we also recognize that we've lost a lot and will continue to lose a lot until we clean up local rivers and the bay.
Let me ask you something about Sandy. What's Sandy's impact going to be on the bay environmentally?
Actually, we think it's, I don't say good news, but it's not as horrendous as it could be. The time of year has a lot to do with that. The severity of this storm is not like we saw last year when we had Irene and Lee coming in. They dumped a lot more water here. So the timing is good. Scientists were worried, for example, last year that we'd see a worse dead zone or area of the bay without oxygen this summer because of all the pollution that came in last year. We didn't see that. In fact, this year we actually have seen the size of the dead zone be the second smallest on record. So we didn't see any residual impacts from that, and we wouldn't expect to see any impacts from Sandy in terms of its effect on the dead zone.
So in other words, as the governor pointed out, Maryland dodged a cannonball, not only in terms of flood damage, but also in terms of environmental impact.
I think that is true. If the storm had happened at a different time of year, we might be having a different conversation.